Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York, at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King. But first, this news report. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol on Monday slammed as completely inappropriate sexually explicit posts about U.S. Representative from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and comments questioning the authenticity of a photo of a drowned man and his 22-month-old daughter in a secret Facebook group for agents. The existence of the group, reported by ProPublica, was about a dozen members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, including Ocasio-Cortez of New York and Veronica Escobar of Texas, who toured border facilities where attorneys said they had found migrant children living in fetid, filthy conditions. According to ProPublica, the secret Facebook group has about 9,500 members who posted offensive graphics, including a photo illustrating AOC being sexually assaulted by Trump. It discussed plans to disrupt a congressional visit to a Border Patrol facility, and it joked about the deaths of migrants. AOC said this isn't about a few bad eggs. This is about a violent culture. She said, how on earth can Custom Border Patrol's culture be trusted to care for refugees humanely? In addition, there was a meme using graphic language to mock CNN anchor Anderson Cooper's sexual orientation and a comment that referred to a female soccer star as a man. A separate thread made fun of a video of a migrant man trying to carry a child through a rushing river in a plastic bag. One poster wrote, at least it's already in a trash bag. Other comments referred to Ocasio-Cortez and Escobar as hoes, and one member encouraged agents to throw a burrito at these bitches. Ocasio-Cortez says she wasn't surprised by the post, especially after the treatment of migrants she said she witnessed at the facility. It's just indicative of the violent culture that we saw. The revelations about the Facebook posts only added to the vitriolic atmosphere surrounding immigration and the treatment of tens of thousands of migrants who have crossed the border, vastly straining the system that has been struggling to keep up amid Trump's hardline rhetoric. Democrats delivered an emotional denunciation over what they saw inside the border facilities, but were also shouted at by protesters who said they didn't believe what the lawmakers were saying. Representative Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from Texas and twin brother of presidential candidate Julian Castro, said, when we went into the cell, it was clear that the water was not running. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink from the toilet. The Texas visit came the same day as Trump signed a $4.6 billion emergency aid package that Congress passed on Friday. The Democratic-led House pushed for more restrictions on how the money could be used and stricter oversight, but ultimately they lost the battle. Trump said he hadn't seen the postings, but claimed Border Patrol agents were not happy with Congress. So the Border Patrol, they're patriots, they're great people, said Trump. They love our country. They know who's coming in. Lawmakers who toured the facilities shared their experiences widely on social media. Representative Joe Kennedy of Massachusetts called them jail-like, no way to keep a child or innocent human being. The head of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, California Representative Judy Chu, said what we saw was appalling and disgusting. Castro said there would be likely a congressional investigation into the Facebook posts. Billed as fun, serious, and just work-related, the group of about 9,500 members of current and former Border Patrol employees say, we are family first and foremost. This is where the green line starts with us, according to ProPublica. Another thread involved the image published last week by the AP of a migrant father and his toddler drowned on the banks of the Rio Grande. One commentator suggested the image was doctored because the bodies were too clean. The two were buried in El Salvador on Monday. The Facebook comment read, "We've all seen the Dems and liberal parties do some pretty sick things." AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, raised hackles last month when she tweeted, "This administration has established concentration camps on the southern border of the United States for immigrants, where they are being brutalized with dehumanizing conditions and dying." Her tweet set off a firestorm of criticism from GOP lawmakers and others over her use of the term concentration camps. The Border Patrol's union, while condemning the Facebook posts, also took a swipe at her. They say, whether one agrees with the politics of Representative Ocasio-Cortez and Representative Escobar, they both must be treated with dignity and respect. Similarly, when Representative Ocasio-Cortez refers to CBP facilities as concentration camps, she does nothing to improve the political discourse, says the union. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.